Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
I started off with questions, and then it's number two. Things on my mind, why this, why that, what should we do? The questions that the searching, you diving into seeking. Go fossil ass, leaking, these niggas get to tweaking. Where you don't be get to preaching, you don't be telling me that my fate is in the stars, you read my energy. You got the recipe to get the ecstasy. I'm shifting gears on the things that you must believe. Now people don't deceive, these stars are Christmas Eve. It's from the start, that's why you trap, you stuck, you cannot leave. You best be on your knees, confess your sins are moved. Don't have a question, have the face, you trust, you know the truth. You can't be slanted, you think it's just be planted. It's warfare, the bombs explode, collateral damage. I manage to maintain, to explain. We hit it, evolve, but every damn thing changed.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you for joining me for episode 26. Today I'm going at it like I started, solo. But don't worry, Claudia and D will be back. Today's episode is brought to you by Mystic Bayou, holistic and alternative health. They're balancing mind, body, and soul. Check out their website, mysticbayou.com. Call 228-231-1948. Or stop in the store and see Joy and Michelle in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. Tell them I Am Astrology Reading sent you. To begin with, I have a group of friends I ran with in college. We all used to meet up for the 2 o'clock session. Fast forward 30 years, that same group of friends meet up now via group text. I had an issue pop up this summer that I took offense with one of the members. Words went back and forth. It's cool now, but under further review, I was the one at fault. They say it takes a mentally and emotionally secure person to admit when they are wrong. I was wrong, and I'm big enough to come on here and say, "Money, Mr. West, you were right. I was wrong." I took his words as an insult. We already pieced it up, but recent events brought all that back to my attention. What was the words that led to the verbal battle? I sent a picture of myself to the group, who I forgot likes to tell jokes. I really wasn't in a joking space at the time. He said, "You look like you checked out and you're off the grid somewhere." Yes, I know. You may be thinking, that's nothing to get upset over, right? Well, when you're on a first house annual perfection year, you may understand why I got upset. To understand, you need to know what perfection's year is. The simple definition is an annual advancing. From the day you're born, you advance or progress every year. How are you handling that advancement? That's another story. Your sun progresses 1 degree a year. While that is taking place, the topics or houses of your life advance one house or sign as well. Just knowing someone's age, you could know a general topic or theme for that person that year. At the time of the comment, I was on a first house perfection year. The first house is the I am house, the house of the self. I was in rebuild mode while someone was throwing stones from the nosebleed seats at my glass house. I took his comments like I said, "Fuck it, I give up." Which I didn't, I actually got to work. I have to admit, the picture did appear as if I had been on a mountain chilling in a cave for a few weeks. I did go into a cave, not physically, but during the beginning of COVID, I sat in my cave at home working. I even told you guys about it on episode 12, Level Up. I said on that episode, you should use this time to level yourself up to be in a different space coming out of COVID. It may not look pretty, hence the comments, but if done right, can lead to shocking results. My first house year is over now, and now I've moved on to the second house perfection year. The second house in astrology covers the topics of values and security systems. Those topics will come to the forefront for me this current year. Two other comments were made to me this week, which left me pondering for days. The first comment was made by a millionaire who looked at me and said, "The reason you're not a millionaire is because you chose happiness." This was a profound statement to me. Left me thinking for days. Is it possible to have money and happiness at the same time? I started asking a few people their thoughts on the subject. Around the same time, I sent a different picture to the same group. The response I received was different than the first group picture at response. This time I received, "Looks like you found your happiness." This sent me down another train track of thoughts. What is more valuable, happiness or millions? Most of the millionaires I know on appearance seem happy, they even exercise, but on further review, they're on some type of blood pressure medicine or some other type of meds or something's wrong with them. Yes, they can go out and buy anything they choose, but you're paying for that item with more than just money. Another observation I made is most millionaires dislike what they do for that money. The problem is they are addicted to the lifestyle. Look at this house. Look at this car. Look at these clothes. I like this stuff. I don't want to lose these objects. It's not like I'm walking around saying to people, "Hey, I'm happy." So what is it about me that's saying to them, "He's happy"? Energy is an inside-out game. Although not verbally walking around proclaiming my level of happiness, what I'm feeling is resonating outwardly, which can be felt by others. I recently told someone, "You need to get into a space where you can be happy living in a tent by the beach or in a big mansion in the hills. Your happiness should not depend on your physical location or the things you have or don't have." I also asked the same person, "If money was not a problem, what would you wake up and do every day?" I know your mind just went wild on bucket list type adventures. But when all those adventures are over, you still need to wake up and do something. What would that be? For me, I'm pretty sure I would be looking at some astrology charts and learning more techniques. I went into my cave during this COVID situation and did that very thing. And now that I'm coming out of my cave, the more I'm interacting with the public, I'm finding out that the time I spent away learning and leveling up was more valuable than even I put on it. I beefed up my website. I changed my presentation. I added a new type of content in the form of a daily horoscope. It turns out that things that I learned to do on my own, others are paying companies to do for them. I acquired a few skills that I actually can sell as a service to others. There is more than one type of prison. We all know the prison with the bars and the armed guards. The other prison is a prisoner to the lifestyle. These people are so afraid to lose the objects the money has bought them that they will take meds and risk illness to keep it. I used to go to sleep because that seemed like the only place I could escape the pressures of the world. Now I sleep a lot less because I'm not trying to escape. I'm only going to sleep to recharge. When you're doing something you enjoy, you can't wait to get to it the next day. Not get as far away as possible from it. I'm glad I chose the happiness route because I enjoy waking up and receiving payment for something I still do for free, if you catch me at the right time. I have a roof over my head. I'm not hungry. I'm not naked. What else do I really need? I want to give a special shout out to the 2 o'clock session. Money, Blink, Deuce, the Twins, Chill, all the homies who came and went. Everyone should have a group that keeps them in mental check. Stop having yes people around you. You need someone that will call you on your bullshit. I want to say what's up to Claudia and D. You guys know who they are. If you would like a reading with me, you can come to my website, iamastrologyreadings.com. Don't forget Mystic Bayou, mysticbayou.com. When people see me, my friends, they call me P-Dub. All the things that you hear on this podcast, all the things that you see on my website, the t-shirts that you see on my website, the horoscopes that is written, the music behind this podcast, the words being rapped, all of that is me. P-Dub. That's what my friends call me on the street. P-Dub. Know thyself, balance your energy.
I started off with questions, and then it's number two. Things on my mind, why this, why that, what should we do? The question that the searching, she's diving into seeking. Go fossil, I ain't leaking, she's leaking, get to tweaking. You don't be get to preaching, you don't be telling me that my fate is in the stars, you read my energy. You got the recipe to get the ecstasy. I'm shifting gears on the things that you won't believe. And people don't deceive, she saw some Christmas seed. It's from the start, that's why you trapped, you stuck, you can't leave. Way, man. You best be on your knees, confess your sins of boo. Don't knees. Have no question, have the face, you trust, you told the truth. You think you can't be slanted, you think it's just be planted. It's warfare, the bonds flow, collateral damage. I manage to maintain, to explain. We hit it, evolve, that's but any damn thing change.
I'm a soldier.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.